Hello, Annabelle. Can you tell me what your job is?
I work here in the Royal Armouries Museum as an education officer.
Okay, and can you tell me about the museum? What sort of things can people see here?
Well, we have a national and international collection of arms and armour. And by that I mean basically sharp things that can kill you, guns that can kill you, and armours from the past to the present.
Right, and who put the collection together? Museum.
The collection is very, very old. It was put together in the Royal Armouries in the Tower of London originally because the castle had an armoury, as every castle did. But it was open to the public 400 years ago, so we are possibly the oldest museum in this country. And that's how the collection was developed.
Okay, and when did it come to Leeds?
It came to Leeds in 1996. Because there were too many things at the Tower of London, we couldn't put them out on display, so we needed a new home. Now we have two other homes. One is the castle, one is a fort in Hampshire, and now we have this brand new museum in Leeds.
Okay, and is everything in this museum from this country?
No, it's come from all over the world. And obviously, war in the 20th century is pretty similar wherever it's fought, but in the past it wasn't. Well, our greatest strength from other countries perhaps is Islam, from the world of Islam, from both Turkey and from India and from the Sudan in Africa. But we do have other collections that are not just Islamic. There's also Japan and India and China as well. So we're a very rich collection.
Right. And can people do things here? Can they see things other than collections?
Well, we put arms and armour into action every day. We have live interpretation, and we have that in the galleries, and we also have it outside in the good weather. It's a bit difficult to put the horses out on display when the weather is really bad. But nonetheless, it's all live action at some point in the museum every day.
Yes. What do you do with the horses?
Well, they come from Poland, largely, where they are very rare now, the sort of horses that would have carried knights in the past are much bigger and stronger because they would have had to have carried lots of armour, both on them and obviously off their rider. So Poland's the only place anymore, and they have a good time here. They come over here and they have lots of good food, and when they're too old to do anything in the tournament, we retire them for a bit. And they have a lovely end to their lives. We do sometimes have to put them to sleep, and that's very sad for all of us.
So what is the tournament? What happens?
Well, the tournament is about people in the past trying to win each other in mock battles. So it can be very violent. A horse goes at about 35 miles an hour. And if it meets another horse going at 35 miles an hour, it's going to impact on your chest at 70 miles an hour. So that is a very dangerous sport. The Education Centre also runs programmes which are current for all young people in this country to enjoy and to learn something from. We try to tackle issues of a museum collection which has to do with being written in history as winners with guns. So we hope we do our best to turn the tide a little bit here away from the belief that it's possible to defend yourself violently. We do try and develop issues which raise the idea that we have a common humanity and should share that.